Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. One of America's natural wonders is the Grand Canyon. Professor Richard Young, Distinguished Service Professor of Geological Sciences at the State University of New York at Geneseo, tells us more about the national park.
The Grand Canyon is a busy American tourist site in northern Arizona. But behind the beauty and grandeur of this great western landmark is some of the most fascinating geology in the world. We now know that the Colorado River began carving this 277-mile-long canyon about 5 million years ago. Today's scientific advances in the dating of rocks, combined with sophisticated satellite technology, have made a huge difference in finding clues about the origin and history of the canyon. The Colorado River flows westward from the Rocky Mountains across several states, through the Grand Canyon, and into Southern California. It has never been clear, though, why the river cut through the mountain ranges rather than flowing around them. Scientists have determined that rivers in that area previously flowed in the opposite direction than they do today, from west to east. Determining when and why those rivers reversed direction, likely about 20 million years ago, was a critical element in determining the age of the Grand Canyon. Examining the pebbles in the ancient riverbeds buried under volcanic rock and understanding the hydrology of the channels gives us a better picture of how the canyon was formed. We have advanced greatly in determining the history of the canyon. We can now determine not only the age of a rock, but also how long it has been sitting in a certain location. And this has opened an entirely new area of research. Like the canyon itself, tracing its history is a puzzle on a grand scale.
That was State University of New York at Geneseo's Richard Young. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.